This is Akashvani, the news read by Ramya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of a slew of development projects at Yamunanagar in Haryana on the occasion of 134th birth anniversary of Chief Architect of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of 800 megawatt modern thermal power unit of Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant worth around 8,470 crore rupees to provide uninterrupted power supply across the state. He also laid the foundation stone of a compressed biogas plant in Mukarapur. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the 14.4 kilometer Rewari Bypass Project worth around 1,070 crore rupees under the Bharatmala Pariyojana. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Mr. Modi expressed pride in his government's commitment to advancing his vision of Baba Saheb Ambedkar. He highlighted Baba Saheb's belief that industrial development is a pathway to social justice.
Bharat mein audyogikaran ki disha mein Baba Saheb ne देश के पहले उद्योग मंत्री डॉक्टर श्यामा प्रसाद मुखर्जी के साथ मिलकर काम किया था। औद्योगिकरण और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग के तालमेल को दीनबंधु चौधरी छोटू राम जी ने भी गांव की समृद्धि का आधार माना था। वो कहते थे, गांवों में सच्ची समृद्धि तब आएगी जब किसान खेती के साथ साथ छोटे उद्योगों के माध्यम से भी अपनी आय बढ़ाएगा।
The nation is remembering Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar on his birth anniversary today. Several functions were held across the country to mark the occasion. Addressing an event organized by the National Commission for Scheduled Castes on the occasion in New Delhi today, Minister of State for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said that Dr. Ambedkar has given three pillars to the country in the form of equality, liberty and fraternity in the Constitution.
उन्होंने कहा, मेरा पक्का विश्वास है इस देश में आप समानता ले आइए, स्वतंत्रता अपने आप ही सुरक्षित रह जाएगी। और इक्वलिटी लाकर के उन्होंने संदेश देने की कोशिश की कि समाज में हर क्षेत्र में समानता आनी चाहिए और जैसे ही समानता आएगी ये लिबर्टी स्वतंत्रता सुरक्षित हो जाएगी।
इन अ मेजर एंटी ड्रग ऑपरेशन द इंडियन कोस्ट गार्ड इन कोऑर्डिनेशन विद द गुजरात एंटी टेररिज्म स्क्वाड seized over 300 kilograms of methamphetamine worth 1,800 crore rupees in the Arabian Sea off Gujarat coast. Fugitive diamond trader Mehul Choksi has been arrested by the police in Belgium. A report claimed he was arrested on Saturday at the request of the Central Bureau of Investigation and is currently in jail. Choksi is wanted in connection with the Punjab National Bank loan fraud case. In Bihar, at least three people lost their lives in lightning strike in Arwal district this evening. The weather department has issued an alert for rain, gusty winds, hailstorms and lightning in several areas of the state over the next 48 hours. Iran's foreign minister will travel to Russia this week for consultations over Iran's nuclear talks with the United States. During the visit, Iran's foreign minister Abbas Araghchi will meet his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Moscow. The announcement of the trip came as details emerged regarding a second set of talks between Iran and the United States to follow up on an initial meeting over the weekend in Oman. In the IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 167, the Chennai Super Kings CSK were 59 for 1 in 6 overs against the hosts Lucknow Super Giants at Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow when the reports last came in. Rachin Ravindra and Rashid Sheikh provided a solid start for CSK, putting together a 50-run opening partnership before Rashid was dismissed by Avesh Khan. Currently, Rachin Ravindra and Rahul Tripathi are at the crease. Hockey India today announced the 26-member women's team squad for the upcoming tour of Australia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.